This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Dozens of protests supporting abortion rights were held across the U.S. on Tuesday, including one outside the Supreme Court here in Washington. The demonstrations targeted a recent array of anti-abortion laws being adopted by conservative state legislatures that have voiced the hope that the ensuing legal battles over these strict abortion curbs will eventually push the court to overturn its landmark 1973 decision that legalized abortion here in the U.S. Abortion rights activists say forcing women to have illegal abortions is not an option.
It's a terrifying experience for a young person, and if you need an abortion and it's not a legal one, it's a horrible thing to have to go and get one.
New laws adopted or are headed for taking effect in Mississippi, Georgia, Ohio, Missouri limit abortions to the first few weeks of a woman's pregnancy and sometimes before a woman would know she was pregnant. In Alabama, a doctor convicted of performing an abortion faces up to 99 years in prison. Thousands of protesters continued a sit-in demonstration outside the Sudanese Army General Command in Khartoum, calling on the Army generals for a quick transition of power to a civilian-led authority. Sudan's ruling generals and the protesters who drove President Omar al-Bashir from power last month said on Tuesday they remain divided over who will lead the country during its transition period, despite progress in recent talks. The protesters have insisted on limited military representation and a sovereign council, while the military wants to lead the body during an agreed-upon three-year transition. The protesters have threatened a general strike, accusing the generals of dragging their feet on handing over power. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Prime Minister Theresa May is warning British lawmakers if they voted against the latest version of a European Union withdrawal agreement, they would be voting to stop Brexit.
So if MPs vote against the second reading of this bill, they are voting to stop Brexit. If they do so, the consequences could hardly be greater. Reject this deal and leaving the EU with a negotiated deal anytime soon will be dead in the water. And what would we do then? Some suggest leaving without a deal. But whatever you think of that outcome, Parliament has been clear. It will do all it can to stop it.
May plans to ask the House of Commons to vote in early June on a withdrawal agreement bill and what she called a last chance to seal a Brexit deal. Talks on securing a compromise between May's Conservatives and the opposition Labour Party broke down last week. May says she will try again the week of June 3rd by asking the lawmakers to vote on a withdrawal agreement implementing the departure terms. California, here in the U.S., suing the Trump administration in a bid to win back federal money for the state's high-speed rail project. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The lawsuit's been filed in San Francisco to try to block the federal government from revoking nearly $1 billion for California's high-speed rail project, intended to link Los Angeles to San Francisco. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says the revocation is illegal and calls the move political retribution for California's resistance to President Trump's immigration policies. Last week, the Federal Railroad Administration announced it was canceling the money because the state failed to comply with the terms of the grant and won't be able to meet the deadline.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. More than 170 American shoe manufacturers and retailers, including such well-known athletic shoe brands as Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas, urging President Trump to exempt footwear from any further tariffs he imposed on imported goods from China. Trump has been engaged in a string of reciprocal tariff increases with China on imported goods arriving in each other's ports as the world's two biggest economies have tried for months, unsuccessfully so far, to negotiate a new trade pact. U.S. leaders said that if American companies did not like the tariffs on Chinese imports, they could move their production inside the United States or to another country whose manufactured products are not taxed when they are sent to the U.S. But the footwear lobby rejected Trump's suggestion. The Organization of American States urging Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega to stick to his agreement to unconditionally free all political prisoners by the June 18th deadline. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.